Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the first day of our anniversary week, our 22nd anniversary week. We're kicking off the 23rd year right now, and I appreciate you being here. We're gonna be doing this all the rest of the week. We're gonna be more obnoxious than ever all the rest of this week, and as we celebrate our anniversary. It's just you and me, and I want to talk a little bit about impeachment. I think I've covered this, or talked about this once before, maybe. You know, folks, impeaching a president is a very, very serious offense. I mean, that's basically a Congress intending to indict a president for a crime. Impeachment isn't a civil action. It's they call it a political action, but a political process, but it's for a crime. The definition, the founders called it high crimes and misdemeanors. Treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors. That's what they call it. Well, this is very serious. Now, did President Trump use bad judgment? Probably. Possibly. Did he commit a crime? I can't see it, but it certainly isn't bribery or treason or a high crime. And the reason I say that is because I know what other presidents have done on their phone calls. We know those things. We know how other presidents have been heavy-handed with their behavior. It's called a bully pulpit for a reason. I can assure you that every president, including the beloved Reagan, had a phone call with some leader and put pressure on them to do something that would benefit the country or maybe even them, their politics. If any particular president who could call another leader, since telephones, could get something done in another country that they could brag about and become reelected, help them get reelected, I promise you, every president made that phone call to that country and said, hey, dude, you need to do this. You're not going to get your money. I mean, something like that. Every president has done that. I have no doubt everyone has done that. Is it rough? Is it tough? Is it the kind of thing nice people don't do? Probably. But we didn't impeach anybody for that because it's the bully. We call it the bully. And frankly, I'll tell you something, folks. I don't condone bad behavior, and the president is capable of doing some dumb things. But dumb isn't indictable. Bad judgment isn't indictable. Not impeachable. It's not. And here's the thing. I'll say two things about this. The reason why I am questioning, even though I don't have all the facts and you don't either, we've been getting it dribs and drabs. Nothing's come out so far that tells me that it is. If it was, I would say so. But two things. Number one, they're not getting anything else done. That's the main thing. There's an USMCA, the replacement for for NAFTA, sitting in Congress waiting to be passed right now. It's bipartisan support. It's a no-brainer. It's a slam dunk that would help us. It would help small business owners immensely right now. That's not getting done. And the reason it's not getting done, this is why I'm aggravated about this impeachment process, is because the Democrats don't want President Trump to have a win. And if they pass this, it will be, in their mind, it will be softening their impeachment blow. if they were to pass this, because he could claim a victory, and they don't want that before the election. And they don't want him. They don't want him to have that overlaying their impeachment process. This is, to me, this is what's, that's bad. That's worse than anything the president has done. Because you and I need the USMCA passed right now, and it should be. It's done. It's in the bag. It's wrapped up with a bow on it. The other reason that I question this is because since the day after he was elected, the next morning, the Wednesday morning after the election, members of the Democrat Party were talking about impeaching him. He hadn't even taken office yet. That tells me that's what their goal is, not justice. And I would be saying this if a Republican Party did this to a Democrat Party, Democrat president. And that's what I think we should all remember. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.